Concours Écricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 5. The cost of learning. For plenty of Americans, and a growing number of Britons, financing a child's education looms large as a potential source of debt. Primary, secondary, and higher education in continental Europe remains, for now, the responsibility of government, in other words, the taxpayer. Middle-class Americans, however, have been paying college fees for years. And in Britain, where droves of middle-class parents have abandoned state schools, especially in inner cities, for the private sector, the prospect of soaring university tuition fees now compounds their woes. The cost of private schooling in Britain has gone up faster than inflation. Parents of the 7% or so of children who attend such schools were hit by fee rises of around 10% last year. Top-flight boarding schools now cost some £6,400, $11,500 a term. Sharp rises in state school salaries, especially for the best teachers, the ones the independent schools want, are likely to drive fees still higher in the future. Mounting criticism of the British public examination system is fueling interest in the International Baccalaureate as an alternative. But few state schools offer it, and the handful in the private sector that do charge plenty for the privilege. Secondary school fees at non-boarding Woodside Park International School in North London, for example, are £4,400 a term in the top 2 years. Meanwhile, the National Union of Students estimates that the average cost of a 3-year university degree is just over £24,000. Add to this the extra £3,000 a year of so-called top-up fees approved by the British Parliament in January, and the total cost climbs to £33,000. To meet just this expense, parents should be saving £86 a month from the birth of a child to the age of 18, according to F&C Management, a consultancy firm. Few will have done so. What then are the options? A balanced portfolio of investments will help. Within savings plans for children, returns are tax-free. Moreover, if you put savings and investments in your child's name, you can take advantage of further tax exemptions. Many grandparents may also be willing to help with education costs, not least because it can help reduce the family's potential inheritance tax bill. And you can always remortgage your house. Just make sure you leave a cushion of equity in case house prices fall. Fin du texte numéro 5.